Today's international devotion is based on material from Teresa Montoya Luna of Mexico. The title is One Way, and our text is John chapter 14, verses 4 through 6. Jesus said, "You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." What happens when we need to get to an unfamiliar place? If we have the exact address, we can probably find our way there by going to a map, by getting the directions online, or by making a telephone call for more details. But what happens if we don't speak the language of the people who are giving us directions? Then we have a problem, a very big problem. Our spiritual life is like that. If we read the Bible, we know from God's own words that His Son declared Himself to be the way, the truth, and the life. Yet as clear as those words are, to the unspiritual person, to the unbeliever, they fall on deaf ears and are as incomprehensible as words spoken in a foreign language. This is where help is needed. This is where God's own Spirit makes it evident to our minds and hearts that Jesus is, in fact, the one and only true way, and that no one, no matter how hard they might try on their own, comes to the Father except through faith in Jesus. We may find that receiving this essential spiritual guidance means getting help from someone who knows God's Word. And here is where the able spiritual assistance of a caring pastor, a Christian counselor, or a godly friend can be of the utmost importance. We should be grateful to God for those people who give us good and wise counsel and consider them a valuable part of our lives as they help us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. And of course, it's equally important that once we've received directions to the cross and the salvation Jesus earned for us through His life, death, and resurrection, that we freely give this information to others as well. After all, it's no fun being lost. We pray, "Thank you, Lord, for being the path of my life and for all those who come to know you through your word. Allow me to guide others down this road too." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.